This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. You're likely to know this voice.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and this is LeVar Burton Reads. In every episode, I handpick a different piece of short fiction, and I read it to you. The only thing these stories have in common is that I love them, and I hope you will, too.
Millennials grew up listening to LeVar Burton read them kids' stories on educational television's Reading Rainbow. Now he hopes they'll embrace him as grown-ups and tune into his podcast, LeVar Burton Reads. To generate interest in it, he's been taking the show on the road, reading stories to live audiences. Ahead of his appearance at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood, New Jersey tonight, I spoke with him about his voice, so recognizable from his career on TV. He was Kunta Kinte in Roots and Geordi LaForge in Star Trek: The Next Generation. I asked what adjustment he makes to speak to kids or adults.
Zero.
No. Zero.
No adjustment necessary. No, I mean, it's really the text that dictates the energy level, the voices. But the process is absolutely the same. It's me interpreting the writer's words. I'm the same guy, whether I'm reading to adults or to kids.
What do you think adults want from storytelling?
The same thing children want. To be engaged in their imaginations, to be entertained, to be delighted, or intrigued, or scared. Story serves an integral part of the human experience.
Millennials grew up with you through Reading Rainbow. That generation is so digital device savvy. Is digital ideal when championing a love of literature and language?
It is ideal for the generation that has grown up with the digital form as their native modality. They won't miss what the previous generation bemoans that they miss with words on a printed page. They just don't have that prejudice because they've grown up in a different world with a different reality.
LeVar, does podcasting give you the creative feel that you need to help people experience stories?
Yes. But for me, it was ideal because there was no barrier to entry. There was no studio executive or network president who could give me permission or deny me permission. All I needed was a microphone, a good story, and my voice. I love that sort of creative freedom.
What podcasts do you listen to?
Well, right now, being on the road, I don't have a chance to listen to many other podcasts, but I'm a big fan of Lore. I love The Read, The Nod.
Whose voice do you love listening to?
I love listening to Ira Glass, and his show, This American Life, has been a staple in my own life. I'm accustomed to his voice, his rhythms, his intonations. I love Ira Glass.
Well, it's interesting because Ira Glass's voice, to me, is such a free fall. Even sometimes he has a little marble mouth, if you know what I mean. but you are very measured. You're very measured. It's a very different voice.
Well, yeah, but again, it's what you're used to. I think the reason why my podcast is as popular as it is because, you know, this generation of millennials is accustomed to hearing my voice. We like what we like, and we tend to like that which we are used to.
What came into play to build the voice that you have?
A lot of training from my time at USC as a theater major, and then just 40 years of putting it into practice. I think the 7 years that I spent on Star Trek, The Next Generation, playing Geordi, the chief engineer, and having my eyes covered forced me to discover ways to communicate subtly with voice, as much as a pain in the ass as it was to have my eyes covered for 7 years.
Oh, that's interesting. What grates on your ears?
Nails on a chalkboard. not a good thing. I tend to shy away from high-pitched voices. Southern women with very high-pitched voices. Hi! That's just anathema to me.
You're going to get some letters from Southern women now.
I'm sorry. Come at me. Go ahead.
In your podcast, you pepper in some music. When can it get in the way?
When it's overused, you know, we try on the podcast to be really judicious with music cues. It's more sound design that we're interested in.
I read an interview, I think it was a public radio station in California, was speaking with you some time ago, and you were the guest DJ, and you played some Jimi Hendrix, and you played some Joni Mitchell. Oh, I know, you played some Diane Reeves. Testify.
It's an anthem of mine, yeah, that song.
How's that?
Well, she says in the song, sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. But I believe, she says, that God and time are synonymous. And through time, God reveals all things. And I genuinely believe that. But she goes on to say, be still, stand in love, and pay attention. Be still, because unless we spend some time in stillness, we'll never be able to hear that inner voice that guides us. Standing in love is the only sane response that I have been able to discern to being human. And pay attention, because if we're not paying attention, we might miss something that's critically important to our journey in life.
Well, thank you for sharing with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
LeVar Burton brings his podcast, LeVar Burton Reads, to the Scottish Rite Auditorium tonight in Collingswood, New Jersey. He'll be reading the work of Samuel R. Delaney, who will also be there for a Q&A. It's Morning Edition on WHYY.